As enormous as the state of Texas is, 95% of its land is privately held, meaning that if you're serious about conservation, efforts on publicly held land, well, just a start. You got to convince private landowners to embrace best practices too. Good luck with that, because having someone tell you how you could better use your own land, well, not everyone takes so kindly to it, but a new group may have a better shot at it, however, in part because of who's making the request. Perhaps you've heard of her. Former First Lady Laura Bush. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, David. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I like the name of this group, Texans by Nature, which if you follow the protocol of something like South by Southwest, SXSW, then Texas by Nature looks like TXN, sort of shorthand for Texan. What are you trying to do with Texans by Nature?
Well, what we're trying to do is reach all parts of Texas and Texas private landowners, like you just said, to make sure people know what they can do to conserve their own property. Today, we're hosting a monarch butterfly event at the Bush Center, and I'm looking out right now. I'm speaking from my office at the Bush Center, and I'm looking at the native Texas prairie that we put in around our presidential library and museum on the campus of SMU. The use of native plants in our state has been championed by other first ladies, Lady Bird Johnson, as you know.
Sure, yeah.
And we at the Bush Center partnered with the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center to develop the turf grass that we put here, which is a mixture of five Texas native grasses, mm-hmm. three grammas, and curly mesquite and buffalo, and makes a really wonderful big lawn that doesn't need to be watered very often or mowed very often, either one.
Let's back up for a moment, because you mentioned Lady Bird and her love of wildflowers and how she made that her mission. And as you're aware, I'm sure, there's a wildflower center here in the Texas capital city that continues that legacy today. Why are you doing this? I mean, what makes this a passion project for you?
I've been interested in conservation my whole life. The idea of conservation in my home in West Texas, where you really do need to conserve. There's very little water, it's drought, and the only plants and trees that do well are the ones that are native, that are used to that kind of arid, dry landscape. When George was governor, we hosted the opening luncheon for Lady Bird Johnson in the Wildflower Center on the lawn of the governor's mansion and went to the gala that night. I was always proud of Lady Bird, that she saw the beauty in our state and in our country. So when I came home from Washington, I joined with a group of my good friends, of one friend who grew up with me in Midland and other friends who grew up on South Texas ranches, and we started this Texan by Nature to use the platform that I have to reach all different partners across the state to encourage people to use native plants and to conserve our land. And the best way to do it is to use the things that are native here.
There's something else, too, that you've been, and correct me if I'm mistaken here, you're trying to get people in the fracking industry to save the dirt that they're moving in the process of oil extraction. What's that about?
That's right. I mean, there are a lot of ways companies can also join us in our efforts. When pipelines are laid, for instance, if you just roll that topsoil over, and it is more expensive and more slightly more time consuming to lay a pipeline that way, but if you roll the topsoil over, lay the pipeline, and then roll the soil back, you've really made much less of an impact on the property. And we're partnering with a number of large corporations that have campuses, big campuses, where they can plant native prairie or native seed or milkweed for butterflies. And the meeting that we're having now at the Bush Center is because the monarchs, this is the time they fly through Texas on their way to Mexico. And so it's very important with the fragmentation of property that people, even in their own backyards, plant milkweed for butterflies.
There's another approach, of course, that someone who's concerned about conservation could take. They could ask the state or federal government to intervene and compel steps to be taken to force conservation efforts. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't think that really works that well in Texas, because Texans know and care for their own property in a way that they don't think outsiders would. And I think here, Texans want to know what they can do to restore prairie, to hear quail again on their ranches or their farms, to see the migratory monarch butterflies in their own yards or on their own properties. And so I think in our state, because we are a private property state, what works best is private landowners taking care of their own property. And I truly believe that that's what Texans want to do.
You've been generous with your time, and in fact, we're out of time, but I have to ask this because I know a large number of folks listening right now are still saving up for that first ranch, if you will. Many thousands of folks are just backyard gardeners. If there were a tip, something that you could share with them that they could do to be a part of this sort of citizen conservation effort, what would you tell them?
I would say plant native plants in your backyard.
The group is Texas by Nature. It's headed up by former First Lady Laura Bush, who's been speaking with us here on The Standard. Ms. Bush, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.